on the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As schools reopen, in many cases virtually, agriculture instructors must figure out how to provide the hands-on learning their classes require. At colleges that can combine distance and in-person learning, physical lab sessions have altered schedules or shop spaces to assure social distancing. High school agriculture instructors say they've distributed lesson kits, supplies, and other materials to allow students to do projects at home. It's the lowest number of potato acres recorded by USDA in at least 100 years, with both processing and fresh markets down. Washington State University potato specialist Carrie Woolab tells GrowingProduce.com there are fewer planted acres of potatoes throughout the Pacific Northwest due to the contract reductions in processed potatoes. Other issues like the trade wars have been going on even longer than the pandemic-linked shutdowns. Grower shippers in the Salinas, California area are monitoring air quality and field conditions as two nearby wildfires sparked by lightning drop ash on their crops. The River Fire, which started August 16th, has already burned more than 33,000 acres and as of August 20th was only 7% contained. And as of last Thursday, the Carmel Fire had torched more than 4,200 acres and was not contained, with fire suppression forces stretched thin due to the numbers of fires statewide. At least 3,000 structures have been threatened and 7,000 people have been evacuated. With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.